Should I re-record for the sponsors? Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Beis. Thank you, Alicia, for taking the first 8 minutes of the shiur. I apologize for my tardiness today. Okay, today's shiur is sponsored by... I'm doing it for the recording. It's sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Honor of his Wife and Children. It's sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, which under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita provides the flexibility to learn halacha at a high level whenever you can, wherever you are. Visit vhalacha.com for more information. By Eli Berman, in memory of the artside of his grandfather, Harav Chanuch Ben Rav Meir, and by the Balk families, as a refuah shleima and zuchus for Bracha Zelda, Bas Rachel Golda, who's having major cancer surgery today, and in memory of her mother, Rachel Golda, Bas Benish Zelig, who passed away last week and whose shiva is still ongoing. May the neshama of Rachel Golda, Bas Benish Zelig, have an aliyah, and may Rachel Golda, Bracha Zelda, Bas Rachel Golda, have a refuah shleima v'soch shar chole Yisrael. We thank all sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Okay, so in Megillah Daf Beis, as you've already seen, you'll get a little chazar now also, we're going to discuss the Zman of Kriyas HaMegillah for B'nai Kfar and B'nai Krach and in the ear, and which days of the, and if it falls out in different days of the week. Then we're going to talk about how the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were misakein all the days of the Kriyas HaMegillah, because Beisin is not allowed to be Mevatel Divrei Beisin Chavero Elim Ken Gadol Emenu B'Chachma B'Minyin, so it has to be that this is all part of the Takonas Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, and the Gemara is going to bring two Makoros for the idea that the Megillah could be read as early as the 11th day of Adar. Then we're going to have on the bottom of Amud Aleph Machlokas Chacham with Rabbi Akiva, where they hold up Bisman Azeh, they're only Kori Bismanam, so it's Machlok, it's Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, and then the Gemara is going to have a Stira, whether we're Kori Biyom Aknisa Bisman Azeh, a Stira between, within one sheet, or within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, I think, or Rabbi Yehud, I don't remember, whether we're Kori Biyom Aknisa, even Bisman Azeh. Then the Gemara is going to bring a raya that the Krachim are Korin Dafka on Tesvav, that they read the Megillah Dafka on Tesvav, and they never delay, and there's no Rishus to be Maktim for them. And then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas between two Tanoim, whether a city that's Mukefes Chama means that it's Mukefes Chama Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, or it's Mukefes Chama Mimos Achashverosh. And then the Gemara is going to have a drosha from the phrase from the phrase ear li ear, that anything that's samuch and nira is also nidon kikrach, that it's not only the krach itself, but anything that's samuch to the krach and nira together with the krach is nidon kikrach, is considered part of the krach. And then at the very end of the daf, assuming we get there, we're going to have a discussion of the letters of Menatzbach, the letters that have an end form of the letter. Who was Masake in the end form of the letter? When did that come into being? And how that relates to the concept of that in the Navi Rashai Lechadish Davar, that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish or anything. So it would be very difficult if we were to say that Menatzbach was some sort of Takonas HaNaviim that came along later, because Naviim aren't allowed to make up new things that didn't previously exist. So with that, let's begin Meseches Megillah on the top of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. I think I'm going to just go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, because otherwise, when I make a Siman Megillah, I will have missed the first few lines. So let's go back and begin from the beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph without giving any introduction to the Masechta because of my tardiness. So Megillah Nikreis Ba'achadasar B'Shem. It's not so obscure. The topics of Megillah aren't so obscure. It doesn't need so much of an introduction. So hopefully you're familiar with most of the topics here. So Megillah Nikreis Ba'achadasar B'Shem Asar B'Shlosh Asar Barba Asar B'Chamish Asar Lo Pachos Lo Yosar. Megillah is sometimes read on the 11th day of Adar, sometimes the 12th, sometimes the 13th, 14th, or 15th, but never earlier than the 11th day of Adar, and never later than the 15th day of Adar. So the Mishnah explains how that works out, that it could be any of those days. So Krach, if you have large cities that are surrounded by a wall from the time that Yeshua was Kovish Eretz Yisrael, from the time he conquered Eretz Yisrael, so Korin B'Chamisha Asar, they read on the 15th day of Adar. Kfarin Vayoros Gedolos, you have villages and large cities which did not have a wall from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, Korin Barba Asar, they read Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. Ella shekvar makdim liyam aknisa. But even though the ikr zman, even for kfarim, even for villages, is on the 14th day of Adar, nevertheless, the chachamim allow the bnei kfarim, the people in the villages, to read as early as the yom aknisa. Yom aknisa is the Monday or Thursday of that week, because that's when the bnei kfarim would gather together in large cities to bring their Dine Torah in front of Beis Din, because Beis Din convened on Mondays and Thursdays. That was part of Takanas Ezra HaSofer, that Beis Din would convene on Monday and Thursdays, and that's why they're called Yom HaKnisa. And the Rishonim point out that that's how Rashi writes about Beis Din. There are other Rishonim point out, the Ritva and others, that Yom Sheni V'Chamishi are called Yom HaKnisa because that's when the Bnei Kfarim would gather to the cities to Daven B'tzi born for Kriyas HaTorah as part of Takanas Ezra. So if you're only going to be able to daven with a minyan a couple of days a week, those are the days to choose, the day where you have a Kriyas HaTorah. So since the Bnei Kfarim don't know themselves how to read, they have to be Mekel to allow them to read when they come into the city, because then they'll have someone who's able to read the Megillah for them. So we're not going to be matriach them to come back on Yom Arba'ah. So if Purim falls out on a Tuesday, so instead of having them come in on Monday and then again on a Tuesday, so they just when they come in that Monday, they can have someone read the Megillah for them on that Monday. So Ketzad, how does the timing of the reading of Megillah change for these Bnei Kfarim? So Chalios Arba Asar Basheni. If let's say Purim falls out on a Monday, so Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Babayom. So that works out very well for the Kfarim and the Ayaros Gedolos. Ayaros Gedolos are always going to read on Yudalid, and the villagers are also going to read on Yudalid that year, because it falls out on a Monday and they're in the city anyway. But people who are from cities that are surrounded by a wall, they read the next day. They read on the 15th day of Adar, on the Tuesday. If Purim falls out on either a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then the villagers will go back to Monday. They're going to read on either Yud Gimel or Yud Beis Adar. If Purim is on a Tuesday, they'll read on Yud Gimel Adar, which is Monday. If Purim is on a Wednesday, they'll read on Yud Beis Adar, which is a Monday. And the Aras Gedolos will read on the day that Purim falls out, either the Tuesday or the Wednesday, and the Mekavos Chama will read the following day, on Tezvav Adar. Chalios Bechamishi, if Purim falls out on a Thursday, which is the Yom HaKnisa, so again, Kfarim by Aras Gedolos, Karim by Baba Yom. The villages and the Aras Gedolos, the large cities, they read on that day, on that Thursday, since it is the Yom HaKnisa. But the Kfarim are not allowed to be makdim to Yom Sheni in such a case, because you're not makdim from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa. Right? It has to be on the you're only makdim to Yom HaKnisa if Purim falls out on a day that's not the Yom HaKnisa. And then in such a case, the cities that are surrounded by a wall are going to read on Erev Shabbos on that Friday, on Tesvav Adar. Chalios Erev Shabbos. Now it gets a little more complicated. What if Purim falls out on Friday? So Kfarim Makdim in Yom HaKnisa. So the villagers go back to Thursday. They're going to read on Yud Gimel Adar. Vayaros Gedolos Umukavos Choma Karim Baba Yom. Ooh, now the Ayaros Gedolos and Mukavos Choma are going to read on the same day. The Mukavos Choma are going to be moved back to the same day as the Ayaros Gedolos, to that Friday, because of that rule that Makdim and Veloma Acharin, you can only do earlier, but they can't do any later. It's never after Yom Tesvav, so they can't wait till Sunday. And once they wait till Sunday, it's after Yom Tesvav already, because Tesvav is going to be Shabbos. Chalios b'Shabbos, if Purim actually falls out on Shabbos, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimin v'Karim Liyam HaKnisa. Both the villages and the Ayaros Gedolos go back to Thursday, which is Yud Beis Adar, because once you're not going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, so the Bnei Ayaros have to be Makdim anyway. They have to go back anyway. They have to read earlier anyway. So the Chacham push them back 2 days. We push them back to Thursday, which is Yom HaKnisa, so that they could read together with the Bnei Kfarim. And then Mukavos Choma Lemachar. The Mukavos Choma will read on the right day for them, which is Tesvav Adar, which would fall out on a Sunday that year. Then Chalios Achar Shabbos. Meaning, we still haven't had a case where anyone is reading on Yod Aleph. So Chalios Achar Shabbos, if Purim falls out on a Sunday, so Kfarim Makdim and Liyam HaKnisa, the Kfarim are going to go back to the previous Thursday, which is going to turn out to be Yud Aleph Adar, and that's our case of reading on Yud Aleph Adar. Vayaros Gedolos Korn Babayom, and the Yaros Gedolos read on that day. Umukavus Chama LeMachar, and the cities that are surrounded by a wall will read the following day. So that's the permutations are not that surprising. Meaning each different permutation doesn't really add so much of a difference, but that's the basic that's how it plays out on each day of the week. Now we say the perek is called Perek Megillah Nikres. So the Mefarshim raised the question: why doesn't the Tanya use the lashon of Korin as a Megillah, like it says in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph? We're going to have a phrase Ein Korin. So in the Sefer Reach Du Da'im, he explains that the lashon of Korin has mashmaus, says there's a chiyuv to be makdim liyom haknisa, and that's why the Tanya use the lashon of Nikres. That since there's the Bnei Kfarim don't want, if the Bnei Kfarim don't want to be makdim liyom haknisa, they want to read like the Bnei Ayaros, they're allowed to do that also. They can say efshi b'takanazu. In general, whenever a takana is made for somebody's benefit, person is always allowed to say efshi b'takanazu. I'm not interested in this takana. The whole purpose of the takana was to make my life easier. So because they're mesapik mayim u'mazon for the bnei akrachim. So therefore they're allowed to say that they're not interested in that takana. Other achronim say no, that the word korin implies that those people themselves are korei the Megillah on these 5 days, that the same people are korei the Megillah on all these possible days, Yura Alev through Tezvav. And that's not true, meaning that's why we use Lashon Nikres, which is going on the Megillah. The Megillah gets read on the days 11 through 15, but there is no single person who could read the Megillah on days 11 through 15, because if you're a Bnei Krach, you never really reading earlier than your Dalit. If you're Bnei Ir, you're never really reading earlier than, except for that one case where you push back to Thursday, you're never really reading other than your Dalit and your Beis. There is no single person that's going to be able to fit all of the days. That's going to read on all of the days. Now, we're going to see on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion of when we say that it's Mukefas Choma, does that, from what point in history is it supposed to be Mukefas Choma? But we assume la halacha that it has to be Mekavas Chom Miyamos Yeshua Ben Nun. L'chora, it's difficult to understand why that should be the case, meaning after all Miyamos HaChashverosh should make more sense, like the Shita we're going to see from Yeshua Ben Karcha on Amud Beis. And the Yerushalmi raises the question, and they say that the reason is because we want to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim suggest that since if it were Talia Mekavas Chom Miyamos HaChashverosh, all of Eretz Yisrael, the Rishonim explain, all of Eretz Yisrael would be considered in the Aria Prazos, because Eretz Yisrael was in a state of destruction during that time, and that would be a genai to Eretz Yisrael. So they were told that Yemos Yeshua, in order to lachlo kavod Eretz Yisrael, in order to give proper kavod to Eretz Yisrael, that we shouldn't have a situation set up where we say, oh, fortified and strong cities read on a certain day, and all of Eretz Yisrael is not included in that, because Eretz Yisrael is in a state of destruction. The fact that we choose the days of Yeshua and not the days of Moshe, where he was kavash as the Ari HaPrazi, and that it's the Meiri writes because Yeshua was Nilchem Ba'Amalek Tchila, and the Haman was Mizera Amalek. So we want Yeshua's name associated with this, because Yeshua was the one that led the wars against the initial war against Amalek. So since so much of the story of Purim, says the Meiri, is about our ability to defeat Amalek, so it's important that we get Yeshua's name involved as much as possible in the reading of the Megillah. So let's see the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Megillah Nikreis b'Achadas Minalan. How do I know that there's such a din that Megillah could be read as early as the 11th day of Adar? Says the Gemara, Minalan could be the Meir LeKaman Chacham Mikilu Al Kvarim Lios Maktimin Liyam Aknisa Kadesh Yisbukumayim Mazon Lachem Shabukrachem. What do you mean? Where do I know it from? It's a din midrabanan. Rabbanan tried to make it easier for these people, for the Bnei Akfarim, so that they'll be available on Purim in order to provide Mayim Muslim for the Bnei Akrachim. So how could the Gemara ask what's the makar of the din? Psukim is a makar of the din. It's a din drabanan. Minalan means that there's a pasuk somewhere. somewhere. So anan hachi kamrin. No, what we mean to say is michti. Let's analyze this. Kulu anshekinas agdola tikninhu. It must be that each of these potential days was a takanas anshekinas agdola. These takanas anshekinas agdola are basav chamishas tikun. Because if you're going to say that the anshekinas agdola were only misakin the possibility of reading yudalin and tazvav, well, so rabban vakri takan tikninu anshekinas agdola. So the rabbanon are going to come along and be uproot a takanas anshekinas agdola and tell you could read other days as well. But there is a rule that a bezin is not allowed to be mevatel divrei bezin chaveru, a takana of a previous bezin, unless the new bezin is greater in both wisdom and number. So it must be that all of it, yudalef, yudbeis, yudgimel, yudalef, tesvav, is all included in the words of the Anshei Knesset Hagadol, in the initial takana of the Anshei Knesset Hagadol. So hechar amiza, where were the Anshei Knesset Hagadol merames in Megillas Esther that you're allowed to read on these days as well? So Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that the Anshei Knesset Hagadol were merames because Amar Kral lekayim yismei apur ma'ele bizmanehem zmanem harbe tiknu lehem to be mekayim the pasuk says lekayim yismei apur ma'ele bizmanehem. It says bizmanehem in a lashon rabim, so it tells us that other than Yudalin and Tezvav, which are explicit in the pasuk, there are additional times, multiple times, for Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Gemara still asks, but wait a second, how could you learn from Bizmanehem that Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lehem Haimi Baile Lugufei? Don't we need that to learn that Purim is that there are 2 days on Yudalin and Tezvav of Purim, that Yudalin for the Prazim and Tezvav for the Mukafim? So the Shaila comes back, how do I know that you read the Megillah on Yudalin, Yudbeis, and Yudgimel? Because then the pasuk could have said bizman, and I understand that it's talking about yudalin and tazvav. My zmanehem. Why does it say Allah shen rabim zmanim tuva to tell me that there are many more times you can read the Megillah? No, maybe zmanehem just teaches me yes, it's a plural because yudalin and tazvav are a plural, and the way when you read on yudalin, those who read yudalin should not read in tazvav. Those who read in tazvav should not read in Yudalin, that everyone has to stick to their Zman. And that's why it says Zmanehem and not Zman, to tell me that there's a specific Zman that they each have to stick to. Same Cain, lame across Zmanam. Then it should have said Zmanam. My Zmanehem, Shamina Kulu. Why does it say Zmanehem? It could have done plural, but it says it could have done more personal to them by saying Zmanam. Why Zmanehem? Why does it say Zmanehem? To tell me all three dinim. Zman tells me that Purim is on the Zman that's mentioned in the Megillah of Yudalin and Tezvav. Zmanam tells me, and you got to stick to your time slot. And Zman Nehem, the extra hey, teaches me that there's also Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel as possibilities. So Ema Zmanim Tuba, but once you're saying that there are many more times, I don't know, maybe you could read Megillah starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar. How do I know that it's only a Yudalef? No, Zman Nehem Dumyud Zmanam, Ma Zmanam Trey, Av Zmanehem Trey. Because if Zmanam would tell me that Yudalef and Tezvav, that there are two possible days, so when Zman Nehem is Marbe more days, it must be it's Marbe two more days. So that's how I know that there are two more days. So says Mara, Ema Treser Tlesa. Great, that's only going to get me to the 13th of Adar and the 12th of Adar. It still doesn't get me to the 11th of Adar. Kedam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Shlosha Asar Zman Kihila Lekolhi. No, we said that Shlosha Asar, the 13th day of Adar, is a Zman Kihila Lekol. It's a time of gathering for everybody. Lo Tzarech L'Rebuye. And even without a Reboy from the Pasuk, it's obvious that you could read the Megillah on that day. So Achanami, Shlosha Asar Zman Kihila Lekol. So over here we can say the same answer, that since it's Zman Kilulukol, the extra word of Zmanehem is not needed to tell me that it's got to be done on the 13th, that it's permissible to do it on the 13th of Adar. Of course it can be done on the 13th of Adar, because that's the day where everyone gathers together in Tefillah on a Tainus, which I guess is a Daf Yomi coincidence, that since it's a Tainus Esther, so it's obvious that everyone's gathering together in Tefillah, so it's obvious that would be an opportune time to read the Megillah. So Mela, You can read the Megillah on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis as the pasuk is teaching me that you get two more days, which would include Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. It's another Daf Yomi coincidence. We're talking about Takanas Ezra over here. So since we today on Asara B'Teves, we really commemorate three fast days. Meaning, it used to be that there was a fast day of Ches Teves, a fast day of Tes Teves, and a fast day of Yud Teves. Ches Teves was for the translation of the Torah, that when the Torah was translated to Greek, even though it happened in a miraculous way, we'll see in the Gemara soon that it happened in a miraculous way. Nevertheless, just the very fact that the Torah became accessible to everybody, that itself is a little bit of a tragedy. The fact that it became accessible to the whole world, and that it loses loses a lot in translation, that itself is somewhat of a tragedy. But then on Tes Teves, there's a fast of the death of Ezra HaSofer. Nowadays we're fast 8th and 9th. We observe all of those things on the 10th. So today's Ezra HaSofer's yahrzeit observed, I guess you could say. So when we talk about Takanas Ezra, and Takanas Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, he was the head of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So it's a very, very appropriate Davyomi coincidence. Okay, so says the Gemara, it turns out Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are derived from Zmanehem. Yud Gimel is Ra'ui anyway because it's Zman Kilu Lakol. But says the Gemara, okay, so I know I'm supposed to add two more days other than Yud Gimel, Yud Dalit, and Tesvav for Kriyas HaMegillah. But how do I know those two more days should be Yud Aleph and Yud Beis? Eim HaShitza V'Shivsar. Maybe this should be day 16 and 17th of Adar. Says Gemara, V'lo Yavar Ksiv. It says V'lo Yavar. So it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. You can't read the Megillah after Tesvav. And therefore, Zmanehem must be Marbe Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, which are prior to Yud Dalit and Tesvav. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Yamar, the Gemara brings another marker for Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Kayam Masher Nachu Behem Ayehudim, Yamim Kayamim. It says, Yam Masher Nachu Behem would have been Mashma that on the days that we were at ease and that we rested. Kayamim, Lerabos Acharas or Shemasar. Kayamim tells me that it includes the 11th and 12th as well. Ve'ima Tresar Tresar, maybe it means the 12th and 13th. Amar Shomar Yitzchak, this is where we initially had the answer that we referred to a few lines ago, that Shlosh Asr Zman Kilu L'Kol Yivlo Tzorach L'Rabuye. Since the 13th of Adar is Zman Kilu L'Kol, it does not require any Riboy. Hey, Mashivtzav Shivtzav, maybe it's 16th or 17th. No, V'lo Yavar Ksiv. It already says, V'lo Yavar, so I know it can't be the 16th or 17th. So Gemara says, what is the machlokas between Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani and Rav Shaman bar Abba over here, in terms of the source of how I know that you read the Megillah as early as Yud Aleph, right? Or whether it's from Zmanehem, or whether it's from Kayamim, what's the nafkamida between them? So Shmuel bar Nachmani, my time alo amar mi bizmanehem. Why did Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani not want to say it's from bizmanehem? Zman zmanam zmanehem lo mashmalei. He doesn't think you can make three drushes from one word, because it could have said zman, then it could have said zmanam, but it does say zmanehem. Rav Shmuel bar Abba, my time alo amar mi kayamim. Why does Rav Shmuel bar Abba not want to say like Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani that we derive it from kayamim? Amar lo chahu ledoros l'duchsev kayamim. The pasuk of kayamim is not coming to tell me that there are additional days each year that you can read the Megillah. That's telling us in future generations, every year on Yud Aleph and Tesvav, there should be Simcha and Mishta, just like the days Shenachu Behem during the Yemei Hanes. So up until now, we said that everyone holds you allowed to read the Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The only machlokas was the source for it. So now the Gemara says, you know what? Not everyone agrees to the actual din. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this din that it says, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Zudiv Rabbi Akiva, Satim Ta'a, Didar Zman, Zmanam, Zmanayahem. That's Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta'a, who has such a drasha. He's called Satim Ta'a because a lot of Mishnayos, Rabbi was so same, Kedivre Rabbi Akiva, Rashi explains. Then he quotes from Yesh Mepharshim that he's called Satim Ta'a because all of the Stumim in the Mishnah and the Braisa were all his Talmidim, meaning a Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Vechule, Stam Braisa. All of the Stams that you have throughout Shas are all Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, which again is always so remarkable when you think about it, considering that Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim, but the few that he had that afterwards they made up the entirety of Torah Sheval Peh, essentially. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Ein Kornos Ha'al B'Zmana, that no, there is no other day. There's Yudalit and Tezvav as it's reported in the Megillah, and that's it. There is no other day that you're allowed to read it. So Meisvei, so the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that this subject is Tali and Machlokas, that Rabbi, the Emasai, when are the Chamekel and the B'nai Kfarim to be Maktim the Amakanisa, Bizman Shashanim Ketikna, and that's when Beis Din is in Yerushalayim, and the Merkadish, the Chodesh Al-Pi Al-Levana, the Yisrael, Shulian Al-Masan, and the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shluchim Beis Din are able to reach to the edges of Eretz Yisrael before Pesach to let them know when to make the Yom Tov, that only then are the Chamekel for the B'nai Kfarim to read the Megillah B'Yom HaKnisa Al-Bizman Azeh, but after Chorban Bayesheni, where we're all over the world in Chutz Laaretz, and Shluchei Beis Din are not able to get to all these places where the Jewish people are, so the B'nai Kfarim are not able to read on Yom HaKnisa Hol Mustaklimba, because everyone looks on the day that they read the Megillah in order to count from there 30 days to Pesach, and we have to be choshish that if you're Maktim, everyone's going to mess up their cheshbon in terms of when Pesach is. Same Kornos El Bizmana, so then you're only allowed to read Bizmana. So now the Gemara says, and therefore we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Liba Deman. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a chiluk between Zman Abayis and Zman Azeh. Who's he assuming like? If he's assuming like Rabbi Kiva, feel Bizman Azeh, he's a light takanta. Rabbi Kiva holds that we could be Maktim Liyam HaKnisa, even Bizman Azeh. Elolav, Alibid Rabbanan. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda is talking within the Shita of the Rabbanan, who were before Rabbi Kiva, they lived Bizman Abayis. So it turns out that the whole reason the Chum were Mevatel, these manim, is because the Jewish people are no longer exclusively in Eretz Yisrael. Ubizman Shasham Ketiklam, Yisrael Shuin but apparently the Rabbanan agree that when all is well and the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. They do read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. And therefore, it's a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. The sheet of Rabbi Yochanan says that according to the Chamim, you're only Kori the Megillah Bizmana. So Gemara says it's a Taka Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. Ikada Amri, the Gemara says another Lashon within what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Am Rabbi Bechanan, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bechanan says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Megillah is Nikrei Sid Alf Yud Beis Yud Gimel Zudiver Rabbi Kiva Satim Ta'a. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Satim Ta'a. Avol Cham Amru Bat Cham Say Bizman Azeh, that nowadays after Chorban Bayesheni, where Klal Yisrael is all over Chutz Laaretz, since everyone looks for the day of Purim to figure out when Pesach is going to be, to go 30 days in advance, you can only read Bizmana. So it turns out, according to this Lashon, that Bizmana Bayis, everyone agreed that that B'nai Kfarim would read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The whole Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim is only Bizmana Churban, whether we're Choshesh, that people are going to mess up the day of Pesach because of this. So Tanya Namiach, Yam Rabbi Yudah Eimosai, Bizman Shashan Ketikum Yisrael Shulina Al-Masan, that Rabbi Yehuda says exactly this, that when was this true? That was when we were in Eretz Yisrael. But Bizmana says, since everyone's looking to the Yom HaKnisa, we can only read the Megillah, since everyone's looking to Purim to figure out when Pesach is, we can only read it on the proper days of Yudalan and Tezvav. Ravashi Kashlid Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi found as a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. He asked this stira in the two different versions of what exactly Rabbi Yehuda said. And he's miyashiv the stira by being mamid the brisa like the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda was not the author of the brisa, it was Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda that was the author of the brisa. So what was his kasha? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that since everyone is looking to figure out when Pesach is, they look at Purim, so you can only read the Megillah Bizmana? Or Mini, I'll ask you a stira that Rabbi Yehuda says not that way. That Rabbi Yehuda, the Amosai, when do we say Megillah is read? Yudalf Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Makom Shenuklasim B'Sheir B'Chamishi, in a place where Beis Din is Yoshev B'Kvius, and the B'nai Kfarim come into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, so they were Makel to read on that day. Av Makom Shenuklasim B'Sheir B'Chamishi, but a place where Beis Din is not Yoshev B'Kvius on Mondays and Thursdays, Ein Kornos El Bizmana, then you got to read on Yudalf Yud Tesvav. Makom Shenuklasim B'Sheir B'Chamishi, Mia Karina Vafil Bizmana Zeh, but he does say that even now, after Chorban Abayis, if it's a place where there's a kaviyus based in, you do read on the early days. So, Mukum al Brisa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah. So, because because of that kasha, where you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds that even bizman hazeh you'll be maktim liyom haknisa. So it must be that the price is going like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum the kasha led Rabbi Yehuda mukum al the brisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says more. Could that be because you have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, so you're going to change the author of the brisa? So answer Gemara of Ashi Shmuel di ika detani la Rabbi Yehuda vika detani la Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He had a tradition. He had such a tradition that there are some that learned the brisa as Rabbi Yehuda being the author, and others that learned the brisa as Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda being the author. Umi dekasha le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda amr man detani la Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka man detani la Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda dafka. And because of this stira, he was able to say with confidence that the correct version is that it was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Krachan abukavul chum Yossi shul benun kar mechamisha asar. Any city surrounded by a wall from days of Yeshua reads on the 15th. Binani mili amarav adamur kral kena yudim haprazma yoshim ba'are haprazos that they make yom arba'as halachodesh adar simcha mishtu v'yom tov. So we darshan meet the prazim arba'as har mukavim v'chamisha asar. From the fact that the prazim read on the 14th, the mukavim must read on the 15th, because there are 2 days that are mentioned in the Megillah, yudalit and tesvav. So if it's beforish in the pasuk that the prazim is on yudalit, it must be that the mukavim read on tesvav. Hema prazim arba'asar mukavim klal klalo. Maybe the prazim read on yudalit, and maybe both of the days that are mentioned in the Megillah are only for the b'nei prazim and the b'nei shushan, that the prazim read on yudalit, like it says in the pasuk, and the b'nei shushan read on tesvav, which is what happened at that year, whereas the mukafin don't read at all. So says Gemara, how could that possibly be? V'lav Yisrael ninu, aren't they Jews? We're going to have a mitzvah that doesn't apply to the Jewish people that live in walled cities. V'on mehod v'ad kush k'siv. Plus it says mehod v'ad kush, and mehod v'ad kush includes the whole world. V'eim ha'prazim barbesar, mukafin barbesar, u'b'chamesar. Maybe the prazim read on Yedalin, and the mukafin read both on Yedalin and Tezvav, k'tiv lios osim, as yom arbasar l'chodesh adar, v'es yom chamisha asar bo b'kol shana. So i'a v'kasav, as yom arbasar v'chamisha asar k'tiv. Had it said v'chamisha asar, you might be right. Hashad chesiv es yom arbasar v'es yom chamisha asar asa es upasav. The extra word es separates between them. Hani barbasar, hani v'chamisha asar. That some read on yudalit, others on tesvav. V'hem apraz barbasar. Maybe the prazim read on Yudalid and the mukafin have an option of Yudalid or Tezvav. We already said Bismanehem teaches me that each one has to be slotted into their time slot. Maybe it should be on the 13th. No, Kishushan. It should be like Shushan, which was on the 15th. So Bez Shem will pick up from there, from Ashkhanasiyah tomorrow. Sorry for coming late today. My apologies, but we'll catch up eventually. Okay, have a great day.